You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Lots of good uniform talk here today, and now we're going to bring in our guy, senior staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com, Andrew Gribble. Andrew, what did you think of last night's event?
All right. It was bigger and better than I ever really expected it to be. I mean, I was maybe thinking smaller group of Browns fans, a little bit subdued, but obviously there's no such thing as a subdued group of Browns fans. I mean, I think it was a really just an active, friendly, and engaging group. I mean, they were the players were kind of treated like rock stars there on the orange carpet. There was no bigger rock star in the building than one. Jim Brown, and then a close second was Swagger. I mean, I heard you mention that earlier.
I did.
Jim Brown was just, you know, he came in and just people just flocked to him. I mean, it was just great to see. He talked to us a little bit on the orange carpet. And it was cool to see the guys come out in those big coats. And I think there's an image around about that going viral because it looks kind of funny. But, you know, I just thought it went off really well. And I think that people saw the uniforms, and the response has been very positive, and I think that they showed that these uniforms are much better than whatever leak was out there did them justice.
They definitely did, and again, with the brand new uniform reveal, we had an opportunity to see all 9 combinations. So I'll ask you, your personal perspective on your top combination or top combinations.
See, you know, the orange jersey's grown on me. You know, initially I was going to stick traditional with which ones I thought were my favorite combinations. So I'm still going to go, I like the white on orange pants, white jersey, orange pants. I'm also growing on the orange jersey, brown pants, though. So
okay.
I think those are my two favorite. But this is like an intriguing dialogue that I'm hearing just everywhere. There's like no consensus on any one of the 9.
No, everybody likes them, right?
Everyone has a different choice with which one they like. I've pretty much heard every combination left the list. I heard a caller earlier said he liked the white on white, and that's usually not my most favorite.
The white on white.
But, you know, it everything suits people. So that now we have like a big story developing in July when the Browns declare which ones are the official home and away. You know, I know people kind of have their hints, and I think Alex said it's likely the orange becomes
the alternate,
but you know, now that becomes an actual story. So this is where, you know, I don't think we're as extreme as Oregon, but now when jerseys become a story, that Oregon comparison starts making sense.
It does make a lot of sense. Talking with Andrew Gribble, senior staff writer from ClevelandBrowns.com. In your feedback last night, running into the fans, what were any good stories to share from that? People, anything you heard that you wanted to share?
Yeah, you know, I just think I was stationed at the end of the orange carpet, and I think one of the coolest things I got to hear was a fan came up to me and they're like, "You have the best job ever." You know, it's just like, you know, and sometimes you take it for granted, but you know, this is a great place to work. And it was, last night was one of those fun events where you kind of get to be around the crowd. And I made a comment, you see a lot of negativity on Twitter throughout the day when you cover the Browns or really any NFL team, but when you are out there with fans there, you realize that it's not all negative. The people are just in a great mood, I think, great spirits. And I think at the end of that ceremony, they're getting a little antsy. You know,
it had kind of
an American Idol feel to it at the end when you had to keep waiting and waiting. It was building up. But, you know, I think more so it was a combination of excitement and, for Browns fans, a little bit of relief. I think there was concern that you would deviate from tradition, and clearly these haven't.
They definitely have not. And we had the opportunity to have Alex Shiner on earlier. And one of my questions to him, and a reference was to an article that you wrote, you know, about, you know, Nike and their involvement. Just, you know, shine some light on, you know, the intricate details of what was offered to Nike and their response back after visiting Cleveland, and just, you know, highlight your article.
Yeah, one of the clear takeaways was, first off, you know, something that people haven't talked about much was, I think the initial plan was hopefully that they could roll these out in 2014.
Right.
And then you then realize the NFL is like, no, it doesn't work that way. You got to go through this lengthy process. And I think that when you're coming into it, when you haven't changed your jerseys in basically forever, you're kind of surprised by that. And I think that, but the clear thing was, and this is the feedback I got from both Nike and from Alec, was that the Browns had a plan and went in there with letting them know what they wanted. And that ultimately made the designers' jobs a little bit easier, because I think sometimes they've dealt with some teams, you know, they wouldn't name these teams, but they've dealt with some teams that basically give them a blank slate. They come up with some uniform combinations, and then they're like, no, we don't want that. And then they eventually tell you what they want. So yeah, I think that step in the process was smooth. You know, I think that these elements on these uniforms came piece by piece. They talked about, you know, the Cleveland was so important to the chest. They toyed around with even putting Browns on the chest or even something like Dog Pound on the chest.
Right.
But so they tinkered around, and then Cleveland obviously fit because of the kind of the story they built with how much Cleveland and embracing the Browns meant to this city. So the interesting parts to me were the fact that this takes like 3 months of TV testing. You go through durability tests. I mean, stuff that you don't really think about with uniforms. I think they made a comment yesterday about the helmets, that matte finish. It not only looks tougher, but it also just shows up better on TV as well.
Yeah.
I think that's something that'll look better when you watch the Browns on TV. And then, you know, the big thing is, to me, these jerseys have been final since September 2014. And the Elites only started coming out for a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
So there were some people in this building sitting on this huge secret
for a long time. Yeah.
So I think it's impressive that especially
so bored they had to try to fool me.
Especially when you're like proud of something, it's hard to keep it a secret, but clearly it just at the end is when you started seeing stuff online. But really, you know, I think that just built up the excitement and people were excited to see them, really, because with people online now, you believe almost everything you read online, but there's always that shred of doubt. And I think a lot of people had that going in yesterday.
Sure. And yesterday was a historic day for ClevelandBrowns.com in terms of traffic. What's it kind of been like, and what's been the feedback you guys have been getting online?
It's been, well, when it happened yesterday, when the uniforms revealed, I mean, the pictures are what everyone's looking at. I mean, I think that was what people were most interested in. But yesterday when we were simply putting out articles about the uniforms, like Kevin Jones wrote about the Browns equipment manager, Brad Mellon, talking about the uniforms. Him simply talking about the uniforms was just a huge story that people were reading, and his involvement in the process, how he was one of the few people who got to see these months in advance. And then, you know, I wrote rattled off the first half of my story, which was kind of a tease, didn't really give anything away. That did really well. But a big thing that people have been reading today is both Jim Brown's reaction to the uniforms, which he
yeah.
loves them, and then Browns players in general. I think that Dante Whitner, Joe Thomas, all these guys really loved them. I talked to Carlos Dansby on the Orange Carpet. He said they're monumental. They're hot. You know, he was loving them. So I think to see players, no matter what people, the fans think, I think it helps when the fans see the players excited about the uniforms, because ultimately it's not going to make you play better, but you feel like they carry more confidence out there.
You look good, play good.
That's right. Andrew, now, again, we have probably the most recognizable colors and uniforms throughout the National Football League. And now to add the Cleveland across the chest, it's like to pronounce, this is who we are, this is where we're from, this is what we're proud of. What do you think that means for this city?
Well, I think the majority of people I've heard from really like it, and I think the ones who don't like it yet, I think it's going to grow on them.
Yes.
And I think that it just takes some getting used to seeing that big word on the jersey. But you know, since I've moved back here, the biggest difference I've noticed in the Cleveland that I left in 2008 and the one that I returned to in 2014 was just the overall, like, just city pride. And I was out at opening day on Friday, and just kind of you're seeing everyone with like different types of Cleveland t-shirts. I mean, there's like Cottage Industries have emerged based on just Cleveland apparel. You're
yes.
just seeing it
yeah.
Everywhere. So this is the pride that the city has is just grown so much over such a short span of time. That pride was always there, but it's just kind of coming out, and people are just more vocal about it. And there's multiple reasons that they're reasons to get pride from for the city. And you know, it's a great place to live, and I've loved being back here ever since.
Do you also think that, yes, while we might be the only team in the National Football League without a logo on our helmet, we are now the first with the city, you know, very, very
deal.
Boldly across our chest.
Yeah, I like that, and I'm a big fan of the Browns on the pants. I know some people aren't, but, you know, I really do like that kind of connection. I think it really stands out, and I'm just anxious to see which combination gets worn the most this season. I mean, if you play really well in one, do you ride that one out as much as possible? I mean, do you start with the white at home early in the season but move to it later? I mean, I know there's, like, so much strategy that goes into – planning these nine. I'm wondering just how many of these nine combinations we see this season total, because clearly there's one combination you can't see because there's the alternate jerseys, so you're losing one of them. So I guess
you could see eight max.
So
that's a good call, Grips.
It is
eight max.
I'm gonna say
if I was
four.
Gonna leave one out, I would leave out the orange top with Browns pants.
I agree. I'd actually leave out
it's gotta be an orange top one,
right?
So when do you wear it? What games do you pick for the alternate?
I think you got to go prime time.
Prime time game.
It would have to be a home primetime game to guarantee you got to wear them. If I get a home primetime game, I'm going orange top, white pants.
The other one I'd leave out would be, it wouldn't necessarily be it'd be the white top, orange pants.
You could leave that out if you want to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you could. You could.
Do we see a brown out this year?
I think we'll see a brown out. I think we'll see a white out, and I think we'll see an orange out.
That would be sick.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
It's a brand new marketing plan right there.
Totally. There it is.
You could have a raffle. Guess the Browns uniform combination
on a platter. Have you guys done anything online kind of polling what has been the favorites?
We haven't yet. I really want to. I think I just think we're going to get results that are literally like 14%, 14%, 14% on these. I see maybe an orange one emerging. I see the orange is growing on people a lot. I think the fact that Dante Whitner came out and said that orange was his favorite. People love Whitner in Cleveland. He's Mr. Cleveland basically with this team. So I would guess the orange on white would be the top choice, but only by a slight margin. It would be something like 25% compared to a bunch of 14%.
I've got the head start simply from the fan on the street, which I mentioned last night. I did a poll of about 25 to 30 Browns fans, and I would say 60% was the orange on orange. But the bias that Dante Whitner, the Cleveland guy that had tweeted about it prior with the teaser and then was wearing it last night and hyped it up in some cases more than anybody else, might have swayed some of the voting.
Do we know if the players got to pick which combination they got to wear yesterday?
I would doubt it.
I doubt it.
Because you got to figure, they're all shapes and sizes. Taylor Gabriel, as little as he is, you know, you can't misconstrue the uniform that he would wear from the one that Joe Thomas put on.
No, I think it had to come, right. It had to come the way that it had to come. I think they were set up there. Maybe Dante got to pick and Joe Thomas got to pick. But
right.
I think other
sure.
than that, it was.
Yeah, because Joe said he was a traditional guy, and that's why he was wearing the brown.
And I like the brown on white. The brown on white is you know, middle of the road for me. It's a good look. It's a solid look. It's a classic look, too.
It's a good look.
I think this is also the last time we're going to hear Joe Thomas talk about the uniforms. just a hunch. I asked him yesterday, and he's like, yeah, they're for the really wide receivers, DBs, and he said guys that wear 8 wristbands and stuff like that. So
I don't really care that much. I don't really care that much, Joe Thomas. But it was a good time, good event last night. Lots of great stuff coming. And now that we're through all this, is it ramping up for the draft coming in just 2 weeks and 1 day?
Yeah, and I think with Browns fans too, it seems like this has been the least hyped 2 first-round pick draft you could ever imagine because everyone was talking about the uniforms. But, you know, really focuses on the draft, which is 15 days away. But also, off-season workouts start next week. And I think just talking to players yesterday, they were really excited. I talked to a lot of defensive players, and I think that there's almost an edge to those guys. I mean, they have reason to be super confident going into this. They whatever players they lost, it seems like they got those replaced, and they know some help is on the way in the draft, and they're finishing on a pretty good place defensively, and I think they're carrying that same confidence we saw from defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill in here a few weeks ago.
I've got a great question here, and it's still on the uniform basis, even though I know the draft's coming, but that's where I'm kind of going. And we want to hear from you, 216-578-0850, or tweet at the show, at Browns_daily, is which uniform will you present to the 12th or 19th pick on the 30th in Chicago?
I bet they go brown.
So I could see going a little bold with the orange.
It could be. I wouldn't mind that at all.
It's debatable. Let's hear from you.
Also make them wear some football pants on the stage, too.
Absolutely. Gribbs, great stuff. Check him out at ClevelandBrowns.com. Andrew_Gribble on Twitter as well with more stuff on the uniform reveal if you missed it last night. Lots to get to there and lots of great stories, including the one about Jim Brown, his reaction to the uniforms. We'll be back wrapping things up here on this edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So say